Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Adventures of Wild Bill Hickok. Original air date is September 30th, 1951, and the title is A Blind Trail. Let's get into it.
Folks, hold on to your hats and pass those Kellogg's Corn Pops, because here comes Guy Madison as Wild Bill and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that great new cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Corn Pops!
Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. All through the years he wore the badge of United States Marshal, Wild Bill Hickok with his big deputy Jingles rode a dangerous gun smoke trail. Over the mountains, through the valleys, and across scorching deserts, he traced the signs of robbers, rustlers, and killers. But on at least one occasion, he was riding a blind trail. Bill and Jingles were nearing the ranch of their friend Wade Ingram, just outside the town of Two Forks, unaware that at the same moment, the sheriff of Two Forks was accusing a clean-cut young Mexican boy of Ingram's murder.
You can't lie to me, Flores. I rode up and caught you leaning over Ingram's body.
Si, Senor Sheriff, but I did not kill Senor Ingram.
Well, if I had proof, I'd lock you up right now.
No, Senor. You will not lock Benito Flores in your jail.
What? Hey, put down that gun.
Not until I'm away from here, Sheriff. When you find the true killer, then I will come back.
Hey, this proves it. Pulling a gun on me. I'll track you down even if you get across the border. I'll bring you back and hang you, Flores. You can't get away.
But I am getting away, Sheriff. No! Do not move. Until I am gone.
Hey! Come back here, you tired! And then he pulled a gun on me, Hickok, and hightailed it out the south end of town.
Seems mighty strange.
What are you getting at, Bill?
Nothing strange about it. He's guilty of sin. Shot Wade Ingram down in cold blood. Took his money and the deed to his ranch.
You got proof of that, Sheriff?
Well, no.
Then you got no call to arrest him for murder. Takes proof, don't it, Bill?
That's right, Jingles.
But it happened like I said. I rode up and he was standing over Ingram, lying there in the road. And he had a smoking .44 in his hand.
Was Ingram killed with a .44?
Dunno. We ain't weighed the bullets yet. But I'll stake my badge he was.
That still wouldn't prove much. There are a lot of 44s in the West. As a matter of fact, you're packing a brace of them yourself.
Just the same, I'm tracking down Benito Flores and booking him for Ingram's murder.
Now, wait a minute. I think you better let me do the tracking. You know, your authority doesn't go beyond the county line.
We going after Flores, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles. In the meantime, Sheriff, you better be digging up your proof. I'm out to find out who killed my friend, Wade Ingram. I'm going to bring him back to justice.
Where are we going first, Bill?
The hands at the Ingram Ranch said Flores had a sister living down here on the river road.
Are we going to see her, huh?
Just might run into Flores down here.
Then we'd better keep our ears up, Bill. If that bird's a killer, he's just liable to try adding a couple of more notches to his score with our names on him.
It might pay to be a little careful at that. Hey, there's a house, that pink adobe to the left.
Yeah, ain't it pretty? Just a pretty little place.
Turn in here. Ooh, come on, Buckshot.
Bill, ain't we kind of right out in plain sight? You know, I make a fair to middling target for anybody but a blind man. Uh-oh, there it comes, Bill.
Keep riding in, Jingles, with your hands up in the air.
You gone loco, partner? Riding right down the barrel of a smoking rifle? That's foolish. It's apt to be dangerous, too.
Howdy, partners. Here's your old pal, Panhandle Jim. I'm sitting here on the edge of my chair listening to Wild Bill and chomping up big, crunchy handfuls of Kellogg's Corn Pops. Keeps me from hooting and hollering when I get excited. Yep, right out of the box is the way I eat my Corn Pops, just like candy. Because the sweetening's already on them. Come sunup, though, I go for Corn Pops at breakfast in a bowl with milk. But whoa there, hold the sugar, partner. The sweetening's already on Corn Pops, and milk is all you need. And Kellogg's Corn Pops, delicious as they are, contain lots of things that are good for you. B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy, too. That means you can eat all you want of those golden hearts of corn puffed up big and crisp. And that silver-like bag inside the Corn Pops box is pure aluminum. Keeps Kellogg's Corn Pops fresh up to 10 times longer. And your mom can use it to store things in the refrigerator for wrapping sandwiches. But best of all, and already sweetened for you, are Kellogg's Corn Pops. Now, you know who loves Pops. Let's say it together. Kids love Pops. Moms love Pops. And Pops love Pops. Right. Now, let's get back to Wild Bill and Jingles.
Wild Bill and Jingles, in search of the young Mexican Benito Flores, have gone to the home of his sister Juanita. As they approach the little pink adobe house, a rifle barks and a bullet sings uncomfortably close to their sombrero.
Uh-oh. I don't like this.
Keep riding for the house, Jingles. Get those hands up high.
Well, I can't get them any higher, Bill. Just burnt my fingers on the sun as it is. Hey, he quit shooting.
Yeah. Now hold your horse and dismount. Follow my lead. Ooh, Buckshot. Ooh, boy.
Ooh, Joker. Ooh. Now what are we going
to
do?
Walk right up to the house.
Well, what are you trying to prove, Bill?
I'm looking for a killer.
Well, this is a mighty funny way to look for him. You figure to find him hiding down that rifle barrel?
Maybe. Hold it, Jingles.
Go away from this place.
Buenas tardes, senorita.
Buenas tardes. Now go away.
Buenas tardes, senorita. Hasta la... How have you been?
I am better when you go away. Andale, before I shoot you.
We want to talk to you, Miss Flores.
Well, I don't want to talk to you.
How can such a pretty girl be so stubborn? Oh, now come on. Talk to us, senorita. Please, and put that rifle down. I'm getting tired of holding my hands up like this.
All right, what do you want to talk to me about?
Oh, the weather, or how to make good tacos. Almost anything.
You lied to me.
No, Senorita Flores. I want to talk to you about your brother, Benito.
No, I don't talk about him.
Is he here?
No, I haven't seen him. Who are you?
Oh, us? Oh, he's Wild Bill Hickok, that's all. I'm Jingles.
Did you say Wild Bill Hickok?
Yeah, I did.
Put your hands down. Come in. I've heard that Wild Bill Hickok is honest and friendly.
Well, now that's true, Miss Flores.
I will put down my rifle. You come in the kitchen. I will give you some tacos, Jingles. Come on.
Now you're talking.
Sit down, Bill Hickok. There are enough tacos here for all of us.
Thanks, Miss Flores.
My name is Juanita. You will not chase my brother, will you?
I'm only trying to find the killer of Mr. Ingram, Juanita.
My brother Benito, he didn't kill Senor Ingram.
Did he tell you what happened?
Si, senor. He said Senor Ingram asked him to ride to town with him. He was taking his money and the deed to his ranch to the bank.
Yeah, Bill, that's what the sheriff said.
Let her tell her, Jingles.
Oh, then he say, when they are still 2-3 miles out of the town of Two Forks, a man shoot from the bushes and kill Senor Ingram.
One man?
Si, one man do the shooting.
What did Benito tell you then?
He sees Senor Ingram fall from his horse, so Benito spurred his own horse after the killer.
Did he catch him?
No, the man have a very fast horse to get away. Benito say he not even know him, that from a distance he look just like any other caballero around here.
Then what?
Benito come back to Senor Ingram right away and get off his horse and bend down to see if he can help the senor. But he's dead. And just then a horse rides up and Benito look up and it's the sheriff.
And they take him to jail, huh?
See, the sheriff say Benito come with him. But Benito say it's very funny the sheriff didn't take his guns away from him.
Does Benito carry a .44?
No, his guns are .45.
But, Bill, we don't
Never
know...
Never mind, Jingles.
No.
Juanita, I have to find Benito and bring him back.
No, he didn't do it. You will not take him. Get out of here. Get out!
But I haven't finished my talk.
You get out of here! You are my friend! Get out of here! Get out of here!
Bill, you've got loco!
Come on, Jingles. Get out of here. Backwards.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what are we watching Juanita's cabin for, Bill?
I've just got a hunch, partner.
You think she'll follow her brother, huh?
She just might.
Well, it's plenty dark, and she hadn't made a move in over 3 hours, and I... Oh. There she goes, Bill, just like you thought.
Yeah. Come on, let's get the horses.
You reckon she'll lead us to Bonita Farm?
Well, she's headed south toward the border. We can follow her and find out.
You ain't following nobody, mister.
Huh? Oh, who's that?
Never you mind who's that. Just you grab a handful of air.
Oh.
You sure you haven't made a mistake, mister?
No, I ain't made a mistake. I was told to stop you from following or catching Benito Flores, and that means you ain't gonna follow him, see?
Take him, Bill. I got his gun.
I got him, partner.
Get up, Bill.
He ain't gonna wake up, fatty. Now it's your turn.
Knock my partner down, will you? Call me.
Yeah, and here's where I knock you down, too.
Oh.
I reckon that'll hold you two from following anybody for a spell.
That's what you think, mister.
So you want more, huh?
You bet I do. I got a little to give, too. You shouldn't lead with your chin, mister. Hey, partner, come on, wake up. Jingles. Hey, Jingles, you can't sleep all night. We got work to do. Come on.
It looks like the sheriff's gone to sleep, Bill.
We'll wake him up. Come on, get in there, you.
Quit shoving.
Who's that? Don't move or I'll blast you.
Put away your hog leg, Sheriff. It's Hickok. Light a lamp, Jingles.
Get out of the feathers, Sheriff, and open up one of them cages. We brought you a monkey to keep.
So you got Flores, eh? Well, we'll set up a necktie party for him in the morning. As soon as the judge can... Hey, that ain't Flores. That's a...
Who were you going to say it was, Sheriff?
Why, a stranger. Never saw him before. Where'd you get him?
They jumped me out south of town, Sheriff. I wasn't doing nothing.
Now, that just ain't so. Sheriff, this coyote waylaid us and tried to put us both away.
I think you better lock him up for a while, Sheriff. He might try to get in the way again.
Anything you say, Hickok.
Just hold him till I get back. Come on, Jingles.
Where are we going, Bill?
To pick up a cold trail. We'll be back, Sheriff.
All right, Rack. What happened?
Now, don't you try getting hard with me.
I told you not to let him catch up with Flores. I didn't figure you'd be dumb enough to let him hogtie you.
What are you beefing about? I held him up long enough so they'll never pick up his trail. He's likely safe over the border right now, so what are you worried about?
You don't know Hickok. When he gets after a man, he's worse than a coon dog. And he could trail a drop of water through a river.
Well, he's got no authority below the border.
Just the same. You'd better hightail it after him. Take the shortcut to Dusty Gap. If they start through it to cross the border, you know what to do. Here's the dynamite.
Yeah, and this time those two won't get no chance to get their meat hooks on me. They won't even know what hit them.
You find their tracks again, Bill?
Yeah, Jingles, they're still headed for the border. Juanita's right behind Flores.
Trail still leads through Dusty Gap.
Yeah, that's right. Just ahead of us there.
That's a right narrow pass through there, Bill. I'm glad that varmint we caught didn't wait to try something here.
It's a good place for trouble, all right. You drop in behind me. It's not wide enough for two horses abreast.
We going on over the border, Bill?
Looks like we'll have to if we want to get Flores.
But we got no authority over there.
Yeah, I know. We'll have to talk Flores into coming back with us.
Now, that'll be a good trick. You wouldn't talk me into anything like... Hey, Bill, some rocks just fell down. You don't reckon some sneak...
Jingle, that's dynamite.
Bill, the whole mountain's coming down. They'll be buried alive.
Man, am I in a fix. The show's not even close to over, and I'm all out of corn pops. Well, that'll be a lesson to me, and to you, too. Remember to get plenty of Kellogg's Corn Pops tomorrow, sure. The new two-way cereal that's already sweetened for you. I said two-way cereal because that's the way you eat pops, out of the box just like candy or out of the bowl. Dig in for a fistful any time of the day, but come breakfast, pour on a little milk and you're all set. And before you start for the sugar bowl, take a taste. You don't need sugar, because corn pops are already sweetened for you. And your mom will let you eat all the corn pops you want, too, because they contain B vitamins, vitamin D, with important minerals and food energy. Say, and take a look at that silvery bag that holds the corn pops in the box. That bag keeps Kellogg's corn pops fresh up to 10 times longer. It's great for packing sandwiches in after all the corn pops are gone, and your mom will like it to store things in the refrigerator. Now, let's get together here and tell the folks who loves pops. Kids love pops. Moms love pops. And pops love pops. You said it. Now, let's get back to the show.
Close on the heels of Benito and Juanita Flores, Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles started through the narrow border pass of Dusty Gap. But Rack Dutton was there ahead of them and waiting. For just as they entered the narrow trail between high rock walls...
Jingles, that's dynamite! Pull that coat to the bank.
Bill, the whole mountain's coming down! We'll be buried alive! Bill, you all right, partner?
Yeah. How about you, Jingles?
Yeah, it's a good thing you yelled to get close into the bank. It went right over us. Now, who do you suppose set off that dynamite?
I don't know, but I figure he'll come down to see whether it worked or not.
Uh-oh. Sounds like you were right, Bill.
Quiet.
Well, now, I reckon that takes care of the almighty Wild Bill Hickok and his 2-ton shadow. A pretty smooth job, if I do say so.
What's that?
Hickok's horse. Well, to make this all look the same, I'd better shoot that cayuse.
Billy's gonna shoot Buckshot!
Hey, what's going on here?
All right, you ringtail monkey, you dug your grave.
Yeah, who says? I got him, Jingles.
Well, would you look at that? Bill, that's the same varmint we turned over to the sheriff last night.
You're right, Jingles. Come on, help me tie him over the back of my saddle. This time, we'll keep him where we can watch him while we track down Benito Flores.
Bill, here's another hacienda and an old guy sitting out in front. Reckon we ought to ask him about Flores?
Might as well, Jingles. I mean to find him.
Yeah, but we've had so many no-savvy since we crossed the border, I got a feeling the whole country's out to protect Benito Flores.
Could be, partner.
Sure wish we spoke Mex. At least a little more than Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, senor.
Huh?
Buenos dias, senor. I'm a star, Steve.
Hey, Bill, did you hear that? He understands me.
Well, go on, talk to him.
Sure, sure. Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, mi amigo. Como esta, Steve?
Fine. Doggone it, Bill. That's all I know. I run out.
Well, you got us off to a good start.
Well, then you take it from here, huh?
All right. Senor, we are looking for a young fellow by the name of Benito Flores. Have you seen him?
No sabe, senor.
Oh, here we go again. We're on a blind trail, Bill.
Senor? This Benito Flores may have had his sister with him. Her name is Juanita. They're both young.
Yeah, I mean, see. And she is pretty as a picture out of a mail-order catalog. You seen her, huh?
No sabe, senor.
Oh, no savvy, senor. No savvy. That's all you're going to get down here, Bill.
And that's just serving you right, you 2 sneaking weasels.
Your time will come, Rack.
Adios, senores.
Wait, senora.
Uncle Eduardo, what...
Bill!
Juanita, go back.
So, my friend... You do speak American, and you do know Benito Flores. In fact, you're his uncle.
Yes, I am his uncle, but he is not here. Juanita came only this morning. I do not know where Benito is.
It won't do you any good to lie, senor. We followed his tracks to your door. He's here.
You want me to go in and look for him, Bill?
No, Jingles. I think when I've had a talk with his uncle, Benito will go back with us of his own free will. Then you understand, Senor Robles.
Si, Senor Hickok. I understand. If Benito goes back with you, he will see that justice is done.
Sure, and if Benito didn't kill Wade Ingram, he'll go free.
Then I will call Benito. Benito! Benito! Come out. It is all right.
No. Benito will not come out. You will not take him back. They will hang him.
Quieto, Chiquita. It is all right.
It is not all right.
Do not worry, little sister. I have heard everything. I am ready to go with Senor de Marshall.
No, you will not.
And doggone if she ain't stubborn.
Hey, I am stubborn. I will kill you. Get out. You will not take my brother.
Hey, hey, hey. Hold it, Bill.
Juanita, stop it.
But they will make you to be hung, Benito.
No, I am not guilty, so I will not hang. Senor Hickok has said it is so.
Jingles, did you lock Rat Dutton in the smokehouse?
Si, senor. I mean, yeah.
Go get him. We'll get started.
You will not get him either.
Oh, yes, I will.
Oh, no, you won't. I have already turned him loose.
What?
Chiquita, you should not do this.
I'm afraid that was a mistake, Miss Flores.
You know it. He'll be waiting to kill us all along the trail.
Well, that's a chance we're going to have to take, Jingles. All right, let's go. We should make the sheriff's office by sundown.
Well, Bill, there's the sheriff's office.
Yeah, Jingles. Benito, are you all set to tell the whole story?
Si, Senor Marshal.
Hey, Bill, there's Rack Dutton and the sheriff going out the back way.
But why would they run away, Senor?
We'll soon find out. Stay here, Juanita. Come on.
Hiya, Marshal. Hi, hi.
Jump, Joker. You heard what Bill said. Ha, 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 ha.
All right, you two. Hold up.
They're going to be mean about it, Bill.
Shoot over their head, Jingles.
Stop those cayuses, you sidewinders, or the next run will go clean through you.
All right, don't shoot anymore. We give up.
Oh. Well, now that's better. Now hand over that hardware. Butt first with two fingers. That's it.
Well, Sheriff, your little plan to frame Benito Flores for Ingram's killing didn't work, did it?
I didn't kill him. Rack Dutton done it.
Why, you old coot. You set it up and you got the money and Ingram's deed before Flores got back from chasing me.
Benito! Benito, what is it? What is happening?
It is all right, Chiquita. Marshal Hickok has made good his promise. These two men did the killing.
That's right, Benito. Well, you're free to go your own way now.
They did it? And they tried to give you the blame for it? Oh, I will kill them. I will smash their heads with a frying pan. I will...
Wait a minute. Now, ain't that too bad? There's not a stew pot or a frying pan within reach. Now, come on, Chiquita. We'll go hunt some up, and you can take your vengeance out on making me a batch of tortillas and tacos. That way, nobody gets hurt.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Andy and I'll be around your way again next week with another story for you. So be with us, will you?
Yes, sir. And you can bet your bottom sawbuck we'll be mixed up in some kind of trouble.
Meanwhile, Andy and I also hope you'll remember to get Kellogg's Corn Pops.
Right. It's a great new cereal with the sweetening already on it.
You bet it is. Andy and I think Corn Pops are great. So long.
See you next week.
Yes, sir, be sure to listen next week at this same time on this same station when Kellogg's Corn Pops brings you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Harry Bartell, Ted Von Elst, Lillian Bayef, Frank Gerstle, and Jack Moyles. Our director is Paul Pierce, music by Dick Orant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. This is Charlie Lyon reminding you, kids love Pops, moms love Pops, Pops love Pops. Kellogg's Corn Pops.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. And send us an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.